There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
One of the things that makes me happy is art. I like pretty things. And it is Art Week here in Dubai. Art Dubai, one of the previews is tonight. And it opens to the public tomorrow. Yesterday, I went down, not to Art Dubai at Madinat Jumeirah, but to the Christie's auction, which is down at Emirates Towers at the Godolphin Ballroom. To talk to them, it's their 12th anniversary of having an auction here in Dubai. They're auctioning paintings, for want of a better word, and also watches. All of which I like very much. So I went down there to interview the regional boss of Christie's and bumped into the Earl of Snowdon, as you do.
As one does.
Who is... David Linley is his professional name. He's 18th in line to the British throne. He's actually an artist in his own right. He's a carpenter. When he left school... And he was probably sort of eighth in line to the throne then. He went to train to be a carpenter, which was a bit odd. It's not the...
He wouldn't be the first famous carpenter.
Well, there is that. But he wasn't... Normally, when you're a posh British royal family, you join the household cavalry or something like that.
You're not a plumber.
But he went to be a tradesman. So he's a really, really cool guy. And he's a collector of watches. He says he hasn't got much money. He doesn't have many very expensive watches, but he does like collecting watches. And he's just down there because he works for Christie's. One of his day jobs, he's honorary chairman of Christie's for Europe and the Middle East. He was chairman of the group for a while. So he loves his art, understands his art. He's been visiting Dubai and the UAE for a long time. So I wanted to get his perspective. As an outsider looking in, where do we rank now? He started coming here about 10 years ago and Christie started doing the auctions and Art Dubai was just launching. And I asked him how we'd changed since then, where we've come. And this is what he told me.
I've seen an enormous change since coming here 10 years ago. I think what's exciting is the development and the maturity and also the collecting tastes have really become, you know, global here. So we're now bringing things, as you can see behind us, from all over the world. And so people live all over the world. So we are bringing things here that have global appeal.
And as a designer yourself, as a maker of furniture, Dubai has said famously it wants to go from being an importer of design to being a creator, an exporter of design. What evidence are you seeing of that happening now, of indigenous design and art from Dubai, from this region?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have friends here who are architects and designers, and I've seen a great beginnings of obviously the place that you can buy things here, and also the customers and the clients who are now ready to buy them. So we're seeing an enormous change in commissioning local people, things that are going up that have great local relevance and great beauty.
You talked about the Rockefeller collection and, yes. And Rockefeller's history in this part of the world. Remind us why that resonates so much with you.
It resonates with me because the Rockefellers came here very early on, at quite a young age, and then became very attached to this area. And one of the objects I think is one of the most beautiful in the collection is not particularly expensive, but it's lasted from the 13th century when it was made in Syria. By craftsmen, and it's got great beauty, it's got great craftsmanship, it's got great simplicity, and it's incredibly rare. So all those things brought together sat on David Rockefeller's desk for 40 years.
A couple of final questions. You're a collector of many things, including watches, and we have a watch auction here. I'm wondering what lessons you've learned in your career as a collector, things that have done really, really well, and perhaps mistakes that you've made, and what advice could you pass on to anyone who's coming to the watch auction here?
Well, I've always collected watches because my father and I collected them together from an early age. Not that there was any particular value, but from their intrinsic design, whether it's a Swatch or whether it's... you know, very low value objects. It was the design that intrigued us. And so whether it had a slide out compass underneath, those are the things that I thought were really interesting to look at. And also we could afford. So when I come here with my Christie's hat on, I look at the diversity. So it's suddenly analysing all the things that you like in a watch. So whether it's a beautiful Monaco, whether it's a Patek Philippe Nautilus, or these are the sort of things that I think that I remember as a child being really cool. Steve McQueen wore it in Le Mans, the Nautilus, friends of my father, wore it. So those are watches that I aspire to because they remind me of my youth.
final question from me, as a designer, to young designers, aspiring designers, perhaps your career choice at the time was slightly unconventional, given your background, to become a carpenter, a tradesman, an artisan, as well as a designer. What advice would you give to people considering that as a career?
Well, I think it's the most rewarding. I think it's every day is different. The excitement that you get out of bed, and you never know quite what's going to happen every day. Running a design or a manufacturing business is incredibly tough, very, very hard work, but very rewarding. And each day we're trying to come up with solutions to new problems.
That is David, Earl of Snowdon, known professionally as David Linley, as a furniture maker. I bumped into him yesterday at the Christie's auction. He's the honorary chairman for Europe and the Middle East of Christie's. But the guy I actually went to see was Michael Jehe. We'll hear from him now. He's the managing director of Christie's in this part of the world. He's been coming to Dubai for 20 years, and Christie's has had auctions here for 12 years. And I asked him in that period, what has changed and where are we now? This is what Michael Jehe had to say.
The market certainly matured, I would say, over the last 12 years. In the early days, it was much more of a machine gun approach where everyone were buying things almost indiscriminately across the board, not asking so many questions, not getting so much advice. Nowadays, I think collectors have become a lot more aware. They're asking a lot more questions. And in turn, I would say the market's become a lot more selective. You know, the number of artists that we sell today compared to 12 years ago or less because of this selectivity. So I think that's a great sign of a maturing market. And tastes are becoming a lot more global. I think that's another sign of a maturing market.
Of course, a lot of it happens here at your auction in Dubai, but a lot of Middle Eastern buyers still do their buying in London or New York or Hong Kong or some of your perhaps more developed auction sites. The Leonardo painting, Salvatore Mundi, that was bought and is now in the Louvre. Tell me how that happened. Just how significant a moment was that for the art market?
Look, a painter like Leonardo, you know, such an iconic artist, such a rare artist, an artist that just crosses all boundaries, geographies. I think having a painting like that in Abu Dhabi is going to be tremendously powerful for the market, art market across the region. I think not only are you going to see people from around the region fly into Abu Dhabi just to see that work, I think you're going to get people from around the world fly into Abu Dhabi to see that work. So I think its impact is going to be tremendous, you know, a real crowd pillar and something really wonderful for the art market here in the Middle East.
Obviously, one of the issues with pieces of that magnitude, even smaller pieces, is authenticity. It's something you spend an awful lot of time, and your peers do as well. There have been issues recently in the Middle East with suspicions of we call them fakes for shorthand, inauthentic pieces, call it what you will. First of all, can you just articulate the problem for me? Where do we stand now? What are the challenges, and what is the art world, the art industry, doing to solve it?
I think the first thing to say is I don't see the problem here being any different to anywhere else in the world. I think everywhere throughout the world, you always get fakes and works that might not be authentic. I wouldn't say the problem here is any bigger than anywhere else in the world. It certainly isn't. I think perhaps one of the challenges in the market here is the lack of documentation and the lack of literature. That's been problematic and challenging. But what we've been doing over the last 12 years is trying to increase the literature on artists, promote literature on artists. So, for example, Christie sponsored a book, a catalogue resume on Mahmoud Saeed, one of the leading Egyptian modern artists. We've also encouraged more and more authentication committees to be formed on various artists. So I think us, along with many others, are doing a lot more to try and support authentication efforts in the region. And I honestly believe the situation is improving. When you look at all the leading artists now across the Middle East, most now have bodies or experts that you can turn to for authentication. So the problem is becoming a lot better.
A couple of final questions. Art Dubai is obviously happening this week, and this auction is in parallel to Art Dubai. Do you see that as a competitor or something that complements you? I mean, in theory, you could argue they're a competitor. That is the primary market for new works of art. You deal in the secondary market for established works of art. How do you see your relationship with art fairs generally?
In general, very positive. You know, especially here with Art Dubai, when you look at what they sell predominantly, the focus is really on contemporary art, whereas if you look at our auction, it's almost the reverse. Well, it is the reverse. I think it's 70% modern, if not 80% modern, and 20 to 30% contemporary. So The crossover is actually not that large, so I think it complements each other very well. And what we tend to find is collectors who buy with us also go to Art Dubai and vice versa. So I think there's room for everyone.
Final question is about art as an investment. 20 years for you now in the Middle East, 12 years of this auction. What kind of ROIs, returns on investment, have you been seeing in art as an asset class over those two decades? This is the Business Breakfast. The audience will be interested in these things. And what advice would you give people who are looking at art as an investment?
Look, art, we've seen, can be a very good investment. I think what we find, you know, traditionally, those who buy for passionate reasons tend to make the best returns. That's what we find. So, look, art can be a good investment. It has a lot of unique characteristics. So, yes, of course, it can be a good investment. But what we always tell people and collectors, first and foremost, is buy what you like. Buy what you want to hang on your wall. Because art, like anything, can go down as well as up. But in the end, you always have an asset you can put on your wall. And as long as you love it, I think you're in good stead.
It's Mihul Jeha. He's the managing director for Christie's in this part of the world. Christie's has their auction this week. That's down at the Emirates Towers Hotel. And of course, Art Dubai opens. The preview is tonight, I think. The private VIP preview is tonight down at Madinat Jumeirah.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.